Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister to meet with senior public sector officials ahead of implementation of the zones of special operations. Ground broken for serviced lots in St. Catherine, and National Housing Trust targets 8,000 housing solutions for Clarendon and St. Catherine communities. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is to meet with all permanent secretaries and heads of agencies to discuss necessary preparations for the introduction of the Zones of Special Operations legislation. A recent press release from the Office of the Prime Minister outlined that the meeting will seek to ensure the necessary structures and support are in place for the social intervention and development measures, which are key components of the Zones of Special Operations. The Law Reform Zones of Special Operations Special Community Development Measures Act has been gazetted and is now law. The legislation gives the Prime Minister, on the advice of the National Security Council, the authority to declare any high-crime area of Jamaica a zone of special security operations, as well as community development measures. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the sustained increase in investor confidence being demonstrated by the private sector. Addressing the Bustamante Industrial Trade Union's Triennial General Assembly, Mr. Holness said recent data indicated an over 30% increase in loans to the private sector during the February 2016 to February 2017 period, with expectations for further increases going forward. Mr. Holness expressed satisfaction that the loans are being channeled into growth-inducing projects, noting that loans to the manufacturing sector increased by 22%, loans to the construction and land development sector increased by 15%, and loans to the tourism sector grew by 31%.
People are borrowing to invest, but you know what? The banks are lending for investment again. There is a shift happening, shifting from consumer to investment lending, and that is a very positive sign.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness on June 14 broke ground for the development of 2,000 serviced lots in Colbeck Castle, St. Catherine. The lots, located around the historic Colbeck Castle in Old Harbour, will be developed at a cost of $5.4 billion. They are part of the villages of Colbeck Castle housing development, to be built in five phases on 89 acres of land. Addressing the groundbreaking ceremony, Mr. Holness outlined that 595 of the 2,000 serviced lots will be delivered in October 2018, while another 863 are to be delivered in 2019, with the remaining lots becoming available in 2020.
This particular development is one of partnership. The NHT has 70% equity in this development, while BCR Industries Company Limited has 30% equity in the joint venture. The NHT will finance the infrastructure work for all phases, from which BCR will select and pay the joint venture for its 30% share of the serviced lot.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the National Housing Trust, NHT, is far advanced in the delivery of some 8,000 housing solutions in the parishes of St. Catherine and Clarendon. Continuing his address at the groundbreaking ceremony for the villages of Colbeck Castle housing development, Mr. Holness said by 2021 in Clarendon alone, more than 4,520 housing solutions will be provided, while some 3,305 homes are to be delivered in St. Catherine. He's urging persons to take advantage of structured housing projects being developed as an alternative to squatting, as the housing agency makes it easier to access funding.
We want to build more housing at a faster pace, faster than the demand that exists, and faster than the temptation that is there for people to squat because they don't have access to affordable, planned development.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.